Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here. I'm going to teach you about my biggest SEO mistake so that you can save the months of hard work, time and frustration that I wasted along the way learning about search engine optimization. So let me tell you about my biggest SEO mistake. When I started my first ever website a few years ago, I was really struggling, okay? And the biggest problem was I was sitting down all day, literally 12 hours a day sometimes, writing content, publishing content, and not seeing any results or any rewards from Google. I actually thought at one point Google just didn't like me because I was thinking, I'm creating all this content. It's way better than any of my competitors. I'm spending hours and hours and hours writing it. But at the same time, I'm not getting any love from Google. I'm not getting any rewards from the algorithm. And I'm not getting any traffic to my website. It was totally frustrating. And I spent literally weeks trying to figure this out. It was going round and round in my mind. And then I met a few friends who were doing similar things to me, but getting more success. And I tried to figure out, right, what's the difference between me and the people that I know who are getting results with Google and getting results with SEO? And the biggest difference was between me and them wasn't the content, it wasn't publishing. In fact, I was actually more prolific than they were when it came to creating content. The biggest difference was that whilst I was spending 80% of my time creating content and 20% promoting it, they totally flipped around and they were doing 80% of their time promoting content and 20% creating it. And this is the biggest difference, right? Because if you don't get eyeballs on your content, then all the time, all the hard work, all the energy that you put into your content will not be seen. And the biggest problem is as well that Google looks for these external ways of validating that your content is credible, that it's authority, that it's trustworthy, right? And if Google sees no one's reading this content, no one's engaging with it, no one's even linking to it, and therefore, it can't be good content. So what do you need to do as a webmaster? Well, I would say you really need to start reaching out to other websites and trying to promote your content. And the biggest difference between you and your competitors right now, if you're not getting traffic, is probably going to be down to something called backlinks, all right? Ahrefs did a study. They found that out of a billion websites, 90% weren't getting any traffic, which is crazy, right? How can 90% of the internet not get any traffic? That's a hell of a lot of content that's not getting seen. And the problem is most of these websites are not getting backlinks. That's the number one reason why they're not getting any traffic from Google. So if you want to get more success with your website, if you want to get more traffic to your site, the publish and pray method, it doesn't work. Instead, what you need to do is start building backlinks to your website and start promoting your content and spend way more time on promotion instead of content creation. Creating content is the easy bit. Once you've done that, that's just day one. The hardest bit is getting backlinks to your site. Now, if you want more tips on how to get backlinks to your site, well, first, three link building strategies I recommend are the skyscraper technique, Haro link building, and guest blogging. But at the same time, how do you do those? Well, if you check out my other videos on my YouTube channel, you'll see loads of tutorials on exactly how to build backlinks to your website. In fact, I've actually got a playlist of my top 10 link building strategies, and you can follow the exact steps in these videos to start building backlinks. And these are the exact strategies that are working for my clients right now and helping them get insane results with SEO. And you can just take that content and do it yourself. Now, the beauty here is that most websites struggle with link building, okay? So if you can start building backlinks to your website, if you create a good process for this now, you will have a competitive advantage over everyone else that's competing with you on Google. And this is your opportunity to start improving your results and start outranking your competitors. So focus far more on promotion. Don't forget about content creation. That's still important, of course. And you need to be publishing regularly. You need to be publishing high quality content. And you need to be pumping out those articles targeting low competition, high volume keywords. At the same time, link building is going to fuel your website. And what do I mean by this? Well, if you have a car, right? Let's say you have a Ferrari or a Lamborghini parked up in your driveway. It can be the best car in the world, right? But at the same time, if you don't put any fuel in it, or if you don't put the right fuel in it, then that car isn't going to go anywhere. So you've got your content, now fuel it with backlinks. And that's when you'll see results of Google. At the same time, you must be very careful about how you promote your content, right? So if you're building backlinks to your website, you don't just want any backlinks. You've got to focus on quality, not quantity. And that means targeting real websites with real traffic that actually get engagement from their audience. And it also means avoiding low quality backlinks, right? You can go onto fiverr.com and you can buy like 1,000 backlinks and get those inserted literally within 24 hours. At the same time, that's not going to help you. That's not real promotion. And you're not really building anything by doing this. In fact, the other benefit of building backlinks and promoting your content more often is that you're building relationships with other websites in your industry. And that could be a powerful affiliation in the future, because now they're linking to you, they trust you, and that could lead to more opportunities in the future, such as affiliate partnerships, joint ventures, or just asking them to promote other content that you've produced in the future. So you've got to leverage these partnerships. And link building, actually, it's not really about getting backlinks to your website, it's about networking and building relationships in your industry that you can leverage later on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.